AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Opening arguments have started in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. Two men were shot and killed last year during a night of violent protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse claims he acted in self-defense. Thomas Binger is the prosecutor. He pointed out the shooting of one of the men.
They have to convince you that Joseph Rosenbaum was going to take that gun and use it on the defendant because they know you can't claim self-defense against an unarmed man like this.
Binger repeatedly showed a segment of drone video that he says shows Rittenhouse pointing a gun at protesters after setting down a fire extinguisher. The judge dismissed a count of possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18, a misdemeanor. In Brunswick, Georgia, Reverend Jesse Jackson sat with the family of Ahmaud Arbery in the trial of three white men charged with killing Arbery. The attorney for one of the three men, Kevin Gao, asked for a mistrial and asked for Jackson to leave the courtroom.
I certainly don't mean to suggest that Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or any other pastor belong to a mob, but at the same time, we are talking about organized behavior by whoever outside the courthouse leading up to this case. Well, we have all these community leaders fearful that the city's going to burn down.
Gao asked for Reverend Al Sharpton to leave last week. The judge said no to the request for a mistrial. The threat level in Britain is now at its second highest level.
It is a stark reminder of the need for us all to remain utterly vigilant.
Police say a blast in a taxi outside a Liverpool hospital was caused by a homemade bomb. One person was killed, a person believed to be the bomb maker. The motive is unclear. 81-year-old Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont says he will not run for re-election to the seat he's held for eight terms. Space junk is threatening the seven astronauts aboard the International Space Station and interrupting their work. This is AP News. A nationwide lockdown is in effect in Austria for the unvaccinated who have not recently had the coronavirus.
Officials have signaled further measures may follow amid soaring infection rates. The move prohibits people 12 and over who haven't been vaccinated or recently recovered from leaving their homes, except for basic activities such as working, grocery shopping and going for a walk or getting vaccinated. The lockdown, which is being imposed until November 24, is believed to affect about 2 million people in the Alpine country of 8.9 million. Austria's leader has described the country's vaccination rate as shamefully low. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
After rejecting a $500 million settlement, Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson took the state's case against the nation's three biggest drug distributors to trial, saying they must be held accountable for their role in the nation's opioid epidemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.